Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh boy! So let's see. 66% controlling ownership of the Lakers passed. Go ahead, tell it.
It's, no, it's, I'm sorry. No, they tied the game, bro.
It's all right. Hey, look, for those just tuning in,
it's stressful Casey, out here, man. Come on, season on the line.
Casey's. why didn't you, bro? You should have just gone. I could have done it.
Come on, nah, man.
I could have taken care of it. Like it's Casey's 12-year-old, 11-year-old.
He's not in the College World Series.
No, that's all right. That's all right. He's playing in a game that determines whether they play again. And he's watching it on, you know, whatever the app that the parents
shout
watch
out Game
on.
Changer.
Game Changer. Thank you. So he's going through it a little bit. So you won't hear any explicit language because Jesse will dump that. But if you hear random pounding of the table or random, yeah, let's go. That's all it is. It's easy, old Casey. Hey,
Casey, he's a dad too. Me up, man. That
yo, that's your clap. Like, yeah, it's this real rapid. It's weird.
It's supposed to be annoying too. That's the get under this other team's skin.
Well, yeah.
Oh man, but yeah, they tied it up in the fifth inning, but. To your original point with the bus.
So Jeannie definitely doesn't have kids. Like I can I can tell you all of her like main partners, but she didn't have
and
kids.
And it feels like we would know if Jeannie Buss had kids.
Yeah, well I was trying to think well maybe I cuz that I just don't care. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Well, we would have seen
but I feel like I feel like I remember like Jeannie doesn't have kids.
We've known Jeannie Buss our whole lives basically. Like we would have seen a son or a daughter at some point. Like and be like, "Oh, that's you know, we see Angelique. You know
what I'm saying? Women's Appreciation Day.
Yeah, first of all.
Yeah. Aw.
why didn't King. They, look, why didn't they sell to the Rambuses? King. They're best friends.
No, they don't have that kind of money. What was the... I want to see the... So this is like... every time I see a investment thing like that, I think of Billions. Did you ever watch Billions?
I didn't. I heard it was a great
Jesse,
show.
Jesse, did you watch Billions was fire. Billions was absolute fire. But every time I see something like, you know, a holding company, Walter has been a minority stakeholder in the Lakers since 2021 and has interest in multiple professional sports organizations, including the Dodgers, the Sparks, the Billie Jean Cup, the Cadillac Formula One team, and the Professional Women's Hockey League. This is a hell of a graphic they made for Shams too. It's got LeBron, Kobe, Shaq, Kareem, and Magic on it. That's terrific. Mark Walter owns the Dodgers. This is from Kevin O'Conman. Mark Walter owns the Dodgers, one of the biggest spenders in baseball. I'd imagine this is a good thing for the future of the Lakers too. Deep pockets in LA now for the Luka Doncic era.
I mean, yeah, but that don't matter. I guess it does. Like if you're willing to
pay
like
the aprons and
yeah.
Well, I mean, owners. I don't want to say owners. General managers have made it clear it's not the It's not that. I mean, the financial penalties suck. It's not that. It's
you
the,
can't move. You
yeah,
can't,
it's not, the it's the restrictions that come with being right, a second apron right. team.
Barely trade.
Like you can't
signed.
Get better. Yeah, like it's basically if you're buying your if you're all in on your roster, you have to be all in with them literally till the wheels fall off.
Right,
and then you have to sell,
and do it all over again.
Yeah, and then start over.
That's crazy. Oh my start gosh. Over. CJ McCollum, even though you might be a Sacramento King, what were you thinking, bro? Wasn't it Grant Williams was the other one, too? They're like the two representatives.
Oh, the Players Association. Yeah.
I have to imagine Grant Williams had something to do with this.
Jesse hates Grant Williams.
I'm going to make them both.
Well, that's tough.
Okay, this is crazy. So, hold on. I'm looking at something right now. So, reading Shams' tweet again.
Okay.
The Buss family entered an agreement to sell majority ownership to the Los Angeles Lakers to Mark Walter, the CEO and chairman of diversified holding company TWG Global. I'm trying to, because I'm seeing a couple of different things here. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm reading. This isn't okay. from like a Centel. Does TWG have something to do with Guggenheimer? The Guggenheimer group?
Yes. Guggenheim.
Guggenheim, sorry. Yes. Guggenheim.
Yes.
Care to guess how much they're worth?
It must be pretty crazy for you to ask me that question. So
this doesn't even feel real.
Okay.
$349 billion.
Jesus Christ.
What are we doing wrong?
Okay. Hang on a second. So that's the company.
Yes. Not yeah. Walter. Yeah. But yeah, he's yeah, the CEO yeah, of the company.
Yeah. So that's the company. So if I'm understanding this correctly, they have $325 billion in assets that they manage.
Jesus.
And so yeah, if you're the you're the guy in charge of all of that management, you have more money than anyone could possibly imagine.
The only reason it came up because one of the guys that I'm looking at on Twitter that I follow, this is a sentence you never thought you would ever hear. But he's like, it's over for Ballmer. He don't have Guggenheim money. That's crazy. Ballmer. Ballmer don't have that money.
That is Mark crazy. Walter bumping into Steve Ballmer. Hey, Brokey.
Brokey.
hey, Ballmer. How's it feel being the brokest bitch in Los Angeles?
Brokey.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Global investment and advisory financial service. Headquarters in New York, Chicago, London, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. $325 plus billion dollars in asset management. Man, that's a... Yeah, I can't stress this. The Buss family not owning the Lakers.
That's We kind of talked about it, but we've known these people our whole lives.
Well, think too. Like this isn't shade at Jeannie. You're a business owner. It's not a shade at Dr. Buss either. This is like, but Jeannie, you made the joke about the Rambuses earlier. There's probably a joke to be made, fair or not, about Rob Pelinka. Magic is constantly around Magic didn't want to be like in an official capacity anymore. He just wanted, because there's so many restrictions to what he could do, you know, in the position that he was in. He just wants to be close to Jeannie. He just wants to help the franchise as best he can. He just wants to be the ambassador. Jeannie keeps the people she trusts the most around her. It's why the Rambus family has been around for an eternity. It's why, Rob Pelinka, Kobe Bryant's agent of, I don't know how many years, is her general manager. it's why Magic is always around. Like, she hires people that she trusts. Hell, she went back to her boyfriend to coach the team. She leans on all of these people to help her decide how to run this franchise. And that's all over. Like, that is all gone.
They're going to, like, do a regular
all right. All of these little quirks. And I mean, they're the Los Angeles Lakers. They've been successful. But, like, all of these little quirks that surround the Los Angeles Lakers in you know, prominently the Genie Bus era, they're all gone now.
Yeah.
They're all going to end.
That is crazy to think. Wow.
And there it is. Mark Walter is entering into an agreement to purchase majority ownership of the Los Angeles Lakers for a valuation of approximately $10 billion, the largest sale of a professional sports franchise in the world. $10 billion is the number
Wow.
for the purchase of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Wow. I would, and to be honest with you, that's the right price. It's worth it. Outside of any NFL team and the Yankees, this is the, I mean, we can talk about NFL's the NFL. We know what we're doing. This is a top three franchise in sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Cowboys, Yankees, and Lakers.
Yep. I'm with you. 100%.
$10 billion is, yeah, that's the price. That's the price. You know what's the trip, though? Is I think about, I know we talk about, like, the Buss family isn't rich like Walter, right? But they ain't hurt, right? They're making mm-hmm. enough money that they live unbelievably lavishly.
Just real quick. I don't know how well Mark's doing.
Mm.
He is not Steve Ballmer.
Oh.
It's not close. Now, I don't think the number that's out there on Mark is real. I don't think that's the number.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm sure the partners the company, I'm sure they're in a roundabout way involved in this. He's not Steve Ballmer. Steve Ballmer is going to welcome Mark by saying, "Hey, how does it feel to be the brokest bitch in Los Angeles?
What's up, little dude?"
Steve Ballmer is still the one. Like, do not get it twisted.
What's Ballmer money?
Steve Ballmer's still him. $137.2 billion. He damn near got Guggenheim
by himself.
He's $137.2 billion.
Man.
He good. Mark's not that. Mark's not that, but salute.
By himself.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say, too, was like, I don't know if I'd ever sell one of these teams, man.
But what would you, so, okay, I'm going to ask you the question, thinking I know what your answer is going to be. What would you do with it?
I just keep running it.
Yeah, but what about when you die?
They can sell it then. If I don't want to hand it down, you know, they can sell it.
Let me present something else. This is a $10 billion purchase. Oh, come on, man. Legends got the Caitlin Clark video.
Oh, snap.
Man, this might be the best day ever. We got a Laker sale. We got Legends on the Caitlin Clark video. We're going to run that here in a few minutes. What was I saying? Oh, Jeannie. She's 63. She's won titles. She's you know, she had the greatest farewell tour in history with Kobe Bryant. She's still going to be the governor of this team. She doesn't have to have the, you know, she could still be the face of this franchise without having the same financial investment to
it. That's true too.
And again, she's 63 years old, and I don't know how much of this $10 billion she's going to pocket, but it's going to be a lot of it.
Yeah.
She can live.
Yeah.
Like, Jerry is going to die the Cowboys owner. Like, there's, he's going to die the Cowboys owner. He's going to die the Cowboys general manager. But he also has a ton of money. His life is wrapped up in his business. Mm-hmm. Jeannie's life might not be wrapped up in the business anymore. It True. Has been, but it might not be anymore.
True. But you're Jeannie Buss.
Mm-hmm.
You can be like Vivek and go on a beach at any time. Get team in the middle of a 5-game home losing streak, just go to the beach. Go on vacation. That's what Vivek did.
Go play football. Go run routes. Team
was in the middle of a crisis. I'm on vacation in December.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it was Christmas time. I mean, the Kings did decide to fire their head coach like Christmas Eve.
So look,
they fired one on Mother's Day and the other one like right before Christmas or right after, whatever it was.
The point being, I can live my life and still own the team.
Well, it's a good point, Kenny. And I got news for you, pal. The whole city will hate you. And don't you dare think about tweeting or posting on Instagram.
Don't you ever think about being positive ever in your life.
Ever.
What did he say? He was happy to be an American citizen or something?
Memorial, oh, yeah. They killed him.
Memorial Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Destroyed him. Been in America 50 years, everybody. Oh, yeah. Draft a point guard, pal. Okay. What was the tweet? Oh, don't give up. Work hard.
Give up.
Keep grinding. No, boo. Sell the team.
Give up on owning a team.
We'll come back. That's your problem, this mentality of not giving up. You should have given up years ago. Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our boy's going through it. Just bear with him.
It's tough, man. It's tough. We're going into extra innings, bro. 3-3 game, man. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. The boys are fighting, man. My boys are fighting, man. Come on.
You're about to get play-by-play of Laguna Baseball.
Shout out to my man Jesse. He's at the plate right now, man. Come on, Jesse, do what you do.
Do your namesake right.
Come on, man.
Fair ball. Oh, foul ball, foul ball. Right. Sorry about that. Well,
before, for all those tuning in, we'll keep you updated on Laguna Baseball.
We will.
We know that's what you're here for. We got you. We got you. We're going to keep you updated.
We're going to keep you locked in on what's going on at Rowell Park in Elk Grove as Laguna Gray takes on Elk Grove All-Stars 12U.
Absolutely seismic news in the NBA as the Los Angeles Lakers are being sold. The Jeannie Buss family is exiting Laker business. And Jeannie Buss will remain, according to Shams Charania, the governor wants the sale to Mark Walter, who's the CEO and chairman of a diversified holding company, TWG. $10 billion is the selling price.
Billion with a B.
$10 billion is the price. The largest sale of a professional sports team in the world, as Shams Charania had tweeted just about 10 minutes ago. So that's massive. There's not a lot of news that can, you know, shake up a conversation, shake up a league. And I think you said it perfectly. There's only three. With all due respect to the Celtics, it's the Lakers, it's the Cowboys, and it's the New York Yankees. And that's it.
That's it.
That is it. And now I can't. So we know the number for the Lakers. I'm going to guess the other two are higher. The Yankees might be close to that 10, and I could be wrong, but I feel like that Dallas Cowboy number would blow that $10 billion out of the water.
I would say 15.
You
think it's getting to 20?
I did. Mm. That was my first thought, is the Cowboys might be worth double what the Los Angeles Lakers are.
Well, I think Stephen Ross got offered like 13 for the Dolphins and everything, so you have to imagine the Cowboys.
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
Wow.
But they do all the F1 stuff, so I don't know how much that ties into it, too.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, see, Jerry's in a situation where he probably looks at it like, just hand it down to Steven. Like, no, this is staying in the family, and Steven going to hand it down to his son. This is a Jones family business. He probably put it in the bylaws that you can't sell. D would say, the Cowboys are never leaving the Jones family. It's never leaving the Jones family, damn it. Dadgummit, it's never leaving.
You know, yeah, let's just have experts on today. Shaq, you were once an owner. What are your thoughts on the Lakers getting sold?
I'm sorry, what did Shaq ever own?
Well, D-Lo,
oh,
you wouldn't understand. I said you ain't never owned no team.
Okay.
You ain't never owned no team, so you wouldn't
understand. That part is funny. That's the only reason I like the Shaq impression, is because of that moment, because it actually works.
You don't know anything about this. When I put up my $25,000 to be part owner of the Sacramento Kings, that was something that nobody was doing at the time. That's how a big man is supposed to operate as an owner. You put up the money. You tell people you're going to help DeMarcus Cousins, and you never show up.
Yeah, how did that go? How did your mentorship of DeMarcus Cousins go?
You see him now? You see, I ain't even got to say nothing else. You see him now. You see what it is, right? Well, if you see what it is, then you know. You see what it is.
So you taught him that?
Jesse, tell him. He don't know. I told him. If you see it, you know it. That's all I'm saying. You know. I see it.
Yeah, Shaq wanted me to tell you. Yeah, you don't know, I guess.
You okay. See it. If you no, see thanks. It, if you see it, Kenny know. Kenny know. You see it, you know what it is. I don't have to keep saying it.
We're supposed to go 1, 2, 3. Not one.
He said, "Nah, this, I don't know this. Nobody Whoa. Doing all this. You can't shut the hell up. You're supposed to go 1, 2, 3, not 1, 2, back to 1.
That's what it was.
The great part was he was legit pissed. He was actually mad. And then I think Ernie laughing calmed him down a little bit.
Well, that's what Ernie broke when he did that.
Oh,
when
yeah.
He said, this is supposed to go 1, 2, 3, not 1, 2, back to 1.
Oh, that's so funny. So funny, man.
But that's how Shaq will do sometimes. Like when he makes the point, but he thinks he's like, yeah, I ain't gonna say, you already know. I know. No, we don't, Shaq. No, we don't. What? I'm just, all right, well, then fine. You'll see. See what?
Professional basketball probably, we outlined how different the Los Angeles Lakers will be not being a family-run business anymore, right? Mm-hmm. How different they will be not being run by Jeannie Buss, and we laid out all of the reasons why.
Yeah.
Basketball will remain the same. The business of professional basketball will remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen, sort of, change in ownership in the New York Yankees. You know, dad down, right?
Right.
Would the NFL be different if Jerry passed away today? Because my first instinct is to say, yes, it would be. The sport's not different. The game of football isn't different at first. But he is the most influential owner in that room. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe it's close. You can create a power, you know, triangle of owners with maybe Robert Kraft, maybe Stan Kroenke. They pale in comparison, in my estimation, to Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones influences with very great authority every decision that is made in the National Football League, from rule changes to where teams play. The Raiders are in Las Vegas because of Jerry, not because of Mark Davis. And I understand, I don't want to, you know, piss off Roddy and the Raider contingent in the chat. But they're in Las Vegas because that's where Jerry wanted them.
Right.
They're, it made the most sense. You're leaving. Go to Los Angeles. You might still be the most popular team in Los Angeles. It's not what Jerry wanted. Jerry knew Raider fans, in addition to 31 other teams. They'll all travel to Las Vegas. Mm. It has to be the Raiders in Las Vegas. Kroenke's out of St. Louis, back in Los Angeles. This is all because of Jerry. I think I could make an argument the NFL over a very, very short period of time would change a lot without the influence of Jerry Jones.
I think it would too, because I also think there's nobody who would step in into that role.
You know why? Because they'd all be on equal footing and everyone would think they're in charge. Mm. They all know they all know who's in charge right now. Mm. And they don't challenge it. They just bitch and complain about it behind Jerry's back. Yeah. Or they saddle up to him, right? Yeah. Like one or the other. But once Jerry's gone, you have a bunch of mid-carders. It's the
bunch of KOs.
Wow. What is that the thing at it's the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Like, once
Jerry's... Hey, you know who won that once?
Go ahead.
Cesaro.
Go ahead. Thank you.
You know who's never been in there? Kevin Owens.
Yeah, well, true story. Well,
next year, still waiting for him, buddy. The first time for everything.
Man's got a broken neck, and you won't even stall him out a little bit.
Yeah, Casey won't even let him rest right now.
KO's good. He's good. KO's better than Cesaro.
Oh, yeah, way better. Not even the same level.
Way better. Yeah.
It's not even close.
Who's next? Claudio now, by the way. Show some respect to all of us, please.
Yeah, Claudio and Cope. All right, man.
Whatever you say, Grandpa. That's what you want us to call you.
Why don't you jump off a steel cage again? Goodness gracious.
Don't land on your feet next time, too.
Just go to AEW. Maybe Jeannie Buss is going to go to AEW and just bury your whole legacy along the way. I'm sorry, sir. I'm never calling you Edge again. Your name is Cope. I forgot all the TLC matches once you jumped off that cage.
Bro jumped off. I don't know what to do now. It's like, maybe land.
Bro was literally in midair like, uh-oh.
Just land on my feet.
All these dummies in AEW just jumping off stuff, jumping through stuff, put a nail in my back, throw me through thumbtacks.
That would have been hilarious if Cope got up there and was like, probably shouldn't be doing this, and just climb back down.
It's not for me.
You know who could do that? A heel. Like, if you're a bad guy, because it just works. Like, the crowd is pissed. They're waiting for you to try to kill yourself jumping off of the...
You know who could do that is John Cena.
Well, at least he'd be... At least they'd react to him.
Yeah. And done many good things.
Well, the "you can't handle the truth" line was pretty good. I thought that was pretty good.
I don't know. I'm just out on the scene. Don't come to me for...
Wow. No hustle, loyalty, and respect from Kenny Caraway.
That line was a seeing eye single day.
Oh, wow. All right.
You see, they say he tore his collar or broke his collarbone.
Yeah, Phil Diaz. This was a couple years ago.
Is he still recovering from that?
I don't think so.
Come on, bro.
He needs a haircut, though. What is that?
That's his back.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
Not going to lie. Breaking your collarbone, tackling the tackle, though, is kind of tough.
Breaking your collarbone, tackling.
That's like an inflatable.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's like the thing you punch and it comes back or whatever. The little boxing guy, you know?
What did he think was going to happen? I'm pretty sure he didn't think he was going to break his collarbone, but like, what do you think was going
to
happen, sir?
He deserves to break his collarbone for that haircut. That's ridiculous. Come on, Phil, clean it up. Nice suit, though. I like that suit.
Yeah, that is a nice suit.
It's a good suit. Like a little multicolored pocket square. It's a good look. I think the game of football would change with Jerry Jones away from us.
Yeah.
The business of the Los Angeles Lakers will be very different without Jeannie Buss, but that's internal. I don't think there's, I mean, there'll be an external effect, but it's nothing that's going to, we won't notice, none of our business. And the only way the Yankees business change is, the only way the Yankees business changes is if the new owner is a cheapskate. That'd be it's business as usual in my estimation.
You know what I've kind of heard, and mind you, nobody's Jerry. Nobody's gonna be Jerry in the NFL. But what I've heard of like who might be next is Jed. Right now, I feel like Jed and Jeffrey Lurie are in a battle.
Okay.
I think they're in a battle for that, the next one, the next chosen one.
Oh, the next one to be the head of the table.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Got you. Jed respected like that?
He's got a voice from what I hear.
Yeah. I know Lurie does.
Yeah. And they kind of go at it a little bit. That's, I think we talked about this on the show. Did you hear when they were at the owner's meeting and Jeffrey Lurie was going on and on about the tush push? And Jed was like, something to the effect of like, are you done?
I do
remember
that. Are
you done with this crap?
Yeah. Yeah, that was in the report where they said there was a testy exchange during the debate for the tush push. Which I can't remember what the result was. Nothing happened. Yeah,
they kept it. As they should.
Yeah, that's the right call. Yeah. Man, so the Los Angeles Lakers are being sold. You all right over there? Is it over?
No.
Okay.
They pushed it to another inning. Bases loaded, two outs. Actually, bases loaded, one out. Reese, nice play. Guns the guy down at home. And then there's two outs and now a fly ball. We're going to the eighth.
So,
oh, my gosh.
So we're going to bat?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, all right, man.
I really wish you had taken
Lord
the day
have
off.
Mercy.
Yeah, you should have taken the day off.
I want to ask you something about the Jerry Jones thing, though.
Okay.
With Jed being that type of voice, right, potentially, or Jeffrey Lurie, I think Jeffrey Lurie is more Jerry Jones than Jed York when I talk about age, demographic, and stuff like that. But a guy like Jed, say he was the new voice, do you think that type of, we've got a younger blood, a different way of seeing the world, would drastically change things? You don't think so?
He's outnumbered.
Mm. But if he's the guy.
There's Jed, yeah. But
if he's the Mekhi Phifer, and they look back at him.
Well, if he's the guy. Okay, I think I misunderstood. If he's the guy, yeah, sure. The problem is they have to make him the guy. And I don't think they will. Because he's, like, how old is Jed?
Probably 55, I would say.
And in the scheme of owners, like, I don't think David Tepper's very old, but I don't think he's very respected. The point being, Tepper's 67, so I guess that's not particularly young. But
Jed is 45.
Okay. I knew he was young.
He was that close to me.
I don't think I knew he was that young.
Man.
But is he hosting two radio shows? Huh? Is he on three different stations? No. All right then.
Step your game.
All right then, Jed. What do you do? I feel like they'd have to make him that guy. Maybe as the San Francisco 49ers owner, you could be that. Mm-hmm. But that's tough. Kroenke.
I don't think Kroenke cares that much.
I don't think he does either.
How the league is run.
I think he's also a million years old. But he's the guy. He also, he's the Nuggets owner. Like, he has a diversified portfolio. And I think that matters. Jerry owns the Cowboys, but as we outlined earlier, Jerry has business with every damn NFL team out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You good?
I'm good.
No, what's going on?
I'm getting text messages.
They don't know you're watching?
Yeah, we talking about the game back and forth, me and the wife.
All right, hang in there. Casey's watching. He's watching a 12-year-old play baseball. It's all right. Hey, we all parents here. Or, you know what I mean. I told you, Casey love the kids.
Love the kids, man. Love the kids.
Casey love the kids.
Do you – now let's shift back to the NBA with this ownership situation. Mm. Not that Genie held a lot of weight, but who do you think the guy is in the NBA right now? Like, because I feel like –
good question.
I feel like I hear a lot of Mickey Arison holding weight. I think Cuban, when he was there, he held weight. I feel like Ballmer could, but I don't think Ballmer really cares.
I think Ballmer does.
Joe Lacob?
It could be Joe Lacob. What about Josh Harris?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the 76ers owner. He now owns the Commanders.
It feels like the
hell, Josh could be a guy in the NFL who takes the mantle from.
Josh is the one that owns the football team too, right?
Correct. He owns the 76ers, the Commanders. Does he own the
hockey team?
He owns
too,
the
right?
New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, a hockey team is part.
He's
of
only
portfolio.
60.
He might. And when you talk about real quick to the NFL, when you talk about them conceding that head of the table authority to Jed, somebody like Josh Harris. No, you see what I'm doing out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, nah, bro.
I don't think it's a anointing. You know, one's up. It's just a thing that happens.
Yeah,
and that's what I think happened. No one is calling Jerry Jones the head of the table, but we all know what they know.
Right.
And it's the league runs by. You want to get mad at the commissioner? The commissioner is Jerry Jones. The real life commissioner, the real life guy in charge of the league is Jerry Jones. Roger Goodell is the figurehead. Mm-hmm. Roger Goodell is the guy who has to make the other 30 owners feel important.
Right.
That's what he is.
But you know what it also comes from too? Is hate him or love him, Jerry made a bunch of right decisions. You know what I mean? Financially, and when he was like trying to gain traction in the NFL, he probably, hey, let's do this. Why don't we do this? And they worked.
Mm-hmm.
So if they work enough times, these guys might be like, man, I ain't feeling Jerry, but he's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to listen to him. Let's go, boy.
You know.
RBI single, Reese Caraway. Let's go, boy.
Hey, there we go. Is it so it in the walk-off?
We in the top.
Okay.
Half.
All right.
Top half.
Okay.
Come on,
all right,
boy.
Reese. All right.
All right, back to our regularly scheduled program.
I'm trying to find the I think you might be on to something with Joe Lacob. I think you might be on to something with Joe Lacob. There's another name I'm thinking. I don't think people are going to like it, but I think his influence is actually pretty strong. Yes.
Raphael Stone?
No.
Who are you thinking?
Clay Bennett.
Yeah.
Again, I understand, but
no, that's a good one.
Like Clay Bennett, I think has a lot of influence in those circles. He's had multiple different roles. Some of them were a bit egregious, but he has a lot of different roles or has had a lot of different roles as the Oklahoma City Thunder owner.
Sorry to interrupt. Mm-hmm. Isn't he the head of the relocation committee?
Yes. That was the egregious one I was referencing. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people who could have been in charge of that committee that weren't Clay Bennett.
Right. Yeah, that's a good call. Clay Bennett might be. I mean, they put you in ahead of that. Come on now, like that's a lot of power right there.
Yeah, yeah.
But Joe, I think Joe is up there too, though. I think the NBA is just more diplomatic. You know, there is no Jerry Jones. I don't think in the NBA like that. I think Mark may have been the closest thing to it. Mark Cuban, for when he was,
sure.
when he was around.
Sure.
If at the very least he had the biggest voice outwardly. Like I said, Mickey Harrison. I think a lot of people look at Mickey Harrison that way. But it's just not the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Lakers are selling for $10 billion, man.
How much did you put in? Like, how much is your stake?
I don't have one. I do not have
really.
It. I do.
They
not.
Can't just get that kind of money anywhere. They have to go to the big wigs. You're one of them. Come on now, stop playing. How much?
Just let me know when you're finished. Because you're a little funny, ha ha here. You're a little funny, ha ha. I'm just trying to groom Reese to be a major hitter. That way, I can represent him when he's like a junior in high school, and we can all buy a team.
I'm glad you recognize high school because that's when we're gonna start.
Oh yeah, no, that's
money.
Absolutely. That's okay. Absolutely when we're gonna do it. That's absolutely when we are gonna do it. I apologize. This news kind of caught us off guard. We never built a basketball team. We didn't.
We're off tomorrow. I don't know if we're ever. Actually, we could do that in August if need be.
I just wanted to build a basketball team, but I don't know. Thanks, Genie. Thanks, Mark. What's his name? Mark. What is it again?
Walter.
Walter. Yeah. That's what it is. Mark Walter.
That's. I mean, that is pretty big news, though. We have said we never thought we'd see that
mm-mm.
day.
Mm-mm.
I can't wait to like hear more about this. Read more about this.
Yeah, I'll be. I've already clicked on. Excuse me. I've already clicked on Shams Charania's article just to see if there are any different notes in there. And there most definitely are not. One thing I would prepare for is I would expect that Magic Johnson is going to be on every television show ever created for the next week and some change. I would expect every former Los Angeles Laker will be interviewed by every radio show in America over the course of the next year.
Robert Ory, yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Vladimir Radvanovich, what do you think?
Hey, Mark Spears, can you join us to talk about this Lakers sale? No, man, you should call Timofey Mozgov. He would, he's got some stories to tell. I reiterate, Mark is our guy. These are just jokes.
It's just
Mark
jokes,
Spears
man.
Is our
you,
man.
You brought up a good point yesterday. Like when we see Mark, we talk for like 30 minutes and have good old laughs. I don't think it correlates to him that we're on the radio. He just knows us as guys that he knows or at least recognizes.
That's what I said.
Yeah. That's good to your point. He doesn't like, oh, those are the hosts of D-Lo and KC. He's just like, oh, I know those guys. They're hella cool. We ask you.
We're
to
on the radio, Mark. Mark, oh, I don't even know if we told Jesse this. The last time we saw Mark, we had a very animated and extended conversation with him. But we were talking about, he's like, hey, there's a specific reason we don't ask Mark on like a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. But he was like, hey, man, y'all got to get me back on. Like, we could do it a little more regularly. We was like, oh, okay, cool. I swear to you, he looks at us and goes, who's the ESPN station out here?
That's exactly what happened.
Mark, for the 10th time.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We do this every time we see
us. We are the ESPN station. Oh, okay, word. It's like he knows we have a show. He just doesn't know where. He might think we're Deuce and Moe for all he knows. Yeah, no clue. Oh, so great.
Oh, man.
I love that dude, man. Absolutely love that dude. We'll come back. James is going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk Kings basketball with him. We'll talk trade rumors with him. We could even talk about this Los Angeles Lakers news with him.
Right up the business of basketball.
This I will cut James off if I have to talk about this Caitlin Clark thing last night, to talk about this Fever.
James, a basketball guy, he probably got thoughts too. We can work that. Yeah,
he might. We'll do that next here on Sacramento Sport League, and we'll find out if Laguna gets the dub.
5-3 in the top of the eighth, bases loaded, no outs. They need to blow this one open.
Steeler and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Reading that question, and I, what would I trade for number 7 pick? I don't know.
Go on and say it.
I don't know what I mean. They told me right now, hey, you can have the 7 pick for a player.
Say Domas.
You said Domas.
No. I'll do it. No. The question I posed, actually, the question Jesse posed was, is there anyone, like, who in the lottery, like, where would you trade Domas in the lottery? And if you could get them to bite? That was the conversation.
If seven was available for Domas, I'm making a move. Mm. I'm making a move. And, like I said, I'm seeing, like, mock drafts with you know how I feel about Jeremiah Fears. Like, mm-hmm. I think he's a potentially a better version of Monte Ellis. And, like, people, if you know Monte, like, Monte was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was the truth.
Yeah. Crowd booed Joe Lacob because they got rid of him.
I think Jeremiah Fears is a better version of Monte Ellis. I don't know what that classifies to, but he has that type of scoring ability at that size. And if he can become a Sacramento King, I'd be very, very happy. And I've only say that because I've seen him slotted at 7 in people's mock drafts.
It'll be interesting. We'll have conversations just like this one and so many others that we don't often have on the radio this Friday at Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street, beginning at 7 o'clock. It's an evening with D'Lo and Casey. It starts at 7. It's not on the radio. It's not on streaming. No YouTube, no podcasting, no Twitch, no Twitter, no nothing like that. It is exclusively for the people who can come hang out with us, have some food, have some drinks. We're going to have some laughs. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have trade proposals. We're going to have guests that are just going to pull up, grab a microphone, sit down and talk with us. You're going to have a microphone. We're going to throw the microphone to you. We're going to talk quite a bit again. We're going to tell stories that we can't necessarily tell on the air. Admittedly, there's not a lot of them. We tell y'all a lot, but there are a few. And I think y'all will enjoy some of these. And then we'll head over to the humidor when things are all said and done.
Yeah.
Wind the evening down with some whiskey and cigars, man. So come through 32 Brew Street, Sky River Casino, this Friday, 7 o'clock. Reminder, we are off tomorrow, but we will be back with you on Friday. Even though we're doing that live show at 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. we'll be here for business. We don't go nowhere, man. No, man,
we're
here.
We're right here, man. Come on now. Deal 12 on KC. O'clock. We don't play.
James Hamm going to join us in about 10 minutes. The Lakers were sold today, or the process of selling the Lakers has started for $10 billion. We'll talk a little bit about that seismic move with James Hamm coming up. But we've got to talk about the WNBA last night. Anytime the Fever are on, it's must-watch TV. Mm-hmm. And it's not always because of the basketball. Sometimes it's because of the fighting. And they was going at it last night. So we had just started this conversation when the Lakers news broke. And you thought you laid out why you thought the Roddy Piper poke to the eye was incidental contact that was part of a play. I didn't see that at first, but when you described to me why you thought that, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's exactly what happened, but I can make that work. Caitlin didn't react well to it. Now here's my frustration with Caitlin. That game was physical, by the way. It was physical before that play. It was really physical after that play. Mm-hmm. Caitlin does this half-ass, like, forearm shove because she was frustrated she was poked in the eye. Then she gets knocked down and takes a bump, and, like, her teammates step in to defend her. Caitlin needs to learn to fight. She has to do this better. She, like, kind of sort of picks a fight and then doesn't really defend herself. Mm-hmm. If you're going to throw a forearm at someone's chest, throw it.
Right.
She's kind of like, stupid. Like, no, man, push her.
Right.
Because if you don't, you look like a sucker when you get knocked down from a girl who was running towards the skirmish.
Right.
Someone needs to teach that young lady how to fight, or at least defend herself.
Just handle herself a certain way. You either walk away from it, or like you said, like, no, we really, like, I'm getting your face. Like, we got issues right
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, that's how it's got.
But she, like, got to be tougher, man.
She does the little half-ass thing, and that's not, number one, that ends up pissing people off a little bit more.
It might, but there could be a reason for that. Hmm. By the way, Fever won that game 88-71 for anyone who cares. She's got Sophia Cunningham on her team. And when you talk about, KC always talks about an enforcer. Well, the Fever got one.
Hey, she got that receipt last night.
She
got that receipt last night.
She fouled the hell out of Jace Selden. And that started the real fight.
Yeah.
The Caitlin stuff was a little skirmish that will get highlights and all of that. But the real fight happened at the end. And that was a full-on skirmish that damn near went into the crowd. There was a lot of physicality in that one. I went back because we couldn't hear it. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Debbie Antonelli, but I'm not positive, who was on the broadcast. Instantly, I mean immediately, and you don't hear announcers. I'm not the biggest fan of WNBA announcers, but you don't hear any announcer in any sport usually do this, especially this quickly. She immediately goes, this is all on the officials. Mm. They let this game get out of hand 3 quarters ago, and this is the result. They did not shut this down. This isn't even the fault of the players. This is the fault of the officials. Players, they did not get this game. They did not get this game under control in the first quarter when that incident, I think it was the first quarter, it might have been the second, when the Caitlin Clark thing happened. Mm. And this is essentially, you said it, this is the receipt.
Mm-hmm. And see, so here's the thing, like, there's a couple things going on with Caitlin, who I like. And that's not even one of those things where, like, I like and I'm about to diss her. I like Caitlin. I think we had this talk last year when I was dying of COVID.
Oh,
when
that was rough.
When Kennedy.
Carter.
Kennedy Carter, when she did the whole thing. And I was like, I got to call in and talk about this because it's biggest things. Caitlin a baller, man. Caitlin is a baller. But here's one of the things that Caitlin does that kind of adds fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
Caitlin be talking, or she be talking crazy. Caitlin, like, part of,
well, that's
of the,
okay.
That's no problem. It's no problem. But she's getting, and this is no fault of her own, I don't think, but she's getting painted as this innocent princess who doesn't bother anybody, who everybody's just jealous of.
Oh, no, not that. Yeah, she's not that.
Yeah, Caitlin, she get after it. Part of the reason that happened last night was she hit a three in old girl's eye and was talking crazy to her.
Well, that happened after, didn't it?
No, yeah, that happened after their skirmish.
Yeah.
But the reason why it kept continuing throughout the game
and
the chirping, Caitlin started adding to the chirping.
Well, that's fine. I kind of thought maybe I'm wrong. I kind of thought the reaction, because it was a Devin Carter playoff game reaction from Caitlin Clark. I thought that was in retaliation, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought that was a response to the skirmish earlier.
But it also hypes up the son in that case. Like, oh, this is what we're doing. We talking? Are we getting physical? Like, it adds fuel to the fire. It doesn't dead the situation. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't even have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. But you got to understand what you're doing when you do that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she does. I don't think she plays the role of, like, innocent princess.
So I'm watching Legends video. She hits the three, hits him with the Kirk Cousins. You like that. Then I guess the timeout is called. I don't know who this is, because I can't see her.
Doesn't she walk up to her or something like that?
Well, no. So Legends has the video cut. She's going to the bench after. It looks like it's after that play.
Mm-hmm.
Someone from the staff is, like, physically holding her,
mm-hmm.
and I'm assuming telling her, "Hey, you've got to calm down."
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that's what she's saying, but she's not holding her in, like, a loving way. Like, she's, like,
trying
pushing
to, like,
her.
Hey, chill,
like,
out.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it looks like. Hey, like, stop, chill. And yeah, she oh yeah. Well, she turns and says, you can't guard me. Then she goes chirping again, you can't guard me. And then Sophia was like, I got you, dog. Oh, that Sophia foul is crazy.
Hey, man, Sophia, look, I'm not the biggest fan of her, but I like players like that.
Shout out to both of them, Sophia and Jason, because they knew what time it was.
Yeah.
She committed the foul. She knew what she did.
Uh-huh.
Jason knew. There was no talking. There was no pushing.
They went
collar and elbow tie up.
They grappled.
Like they were in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania.
Grappled.
That's 100% what they did.
And Sophie got the back of her head real quick.
She knew it. She sure did. And she yells, do something about it. And she's holding on to her, talking about do something about it. Okay. I don't know that this is true. I'm going to watch again. Okay, you guys got to go see this Legends video. So they show Caitlin after the skirmish, and he doesn't transcribe this.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching it. I'm positive she says, this bitch. God bless you, Legends. I'm so happy you're back.
Shout out, Legends, man.
Oh,
back in the
I'm
building.
I'm so happy you're back.
Back in the building.
Oh, this is so good.
But, yeah, man, like, Caitlin be adding fuel to the fire with this stuff.
She do.
She adds fuel to the fire. And then the other thing about this that I, you know, because it was a skirmish yesterday. It was Caitlin and gotten physical. Cool. Like, that's what happened. Like, I guess I'm late to the party with all this sometimes, because I didn't even feel that way about the Kennedy Carter situation. I was like, oh, it's hoop. It got physical. It got testy. Cool. Same thing I felt last night.
I can't even remember the Kennedy Carter play.
I remember the moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When she didn't have the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, that's what happened. Tweets all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Talk this morning. Oh, the jealousy in the W for Caitlin needs to be stopped. This is crazy. I'm like,
Rhea Hartley pulled Angel Reese by her ponytail.
Didn't nobody say a damn thing.
What are you talking about?
We will see you tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Let's go, baby.
Hey, give everybody.
Let's go, baby.
Tell everybody what you're referring to.
Come on, Laguna. Gray All-Star 12U. Get an extra inning 7-3 win over the Elk Grove 12U All-Star.
I'm sorry. What was the score?
7-3.
They scored four.
They scored four in the top of the eighth. Oh, let's go. Let's go. What a game. What a game.
I'm sorry. When's the next game?
Tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Rao Park. I'm going to be in the building
because
I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
No.
So I'll be.
There you go.
I will be in the building. Boy, oh boy, if that was his last Little League game, I would not have forgiven myself. So.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
We just keep playing. Another day. Another day. All right, so now I can focus on Caitlin Clark. So the thing about it is, you know, people talk all this, I shouldn't say stuff, but they have all this talk about, you know, they got to stop with this jealousy of the cash cow and, you know, it's ridiculous what's going on here. I would tell those people that think they're making a stand and making a statement, you're actually making it worse. You're making it worse by having this commentary, by having these tweets and all this stuff on your shows. Because, yeah, I'm sure that builds up resentment because it's like, yo, like you just said yesterday, Angel got her hair pulled on a rebound yesterday.
Yeah.
Dejanay fouls somebody all the time. Nobody talks about protecting these players when that happens. But when it's Caitlin, it's, oh, we got to protect the cash cow. That builds resentment, I would think. You're not helping her. And you're not helping her cause. And this is unfair to Caitlin because she doesn't go looking for the sympathy. But you're not helping her cause by trying to call people jealous for just having physical basketball play with her. Like, it's – they need to stop. Like, that's not helping anything. Caitlin, a big girl. She can handle it.
I don't think people know how to cover the league. That's, I think, is part of the problem. Mm-hmm. Which is why you get headlines like Caitlin Clark goes viral after getting decked by Angel Reese's former teammate.
That was crazy.
That was a legit headline from yesterday.
That was Athlon Sports, I think.
I don't even know what that is. Yes, that's absolutely what it is. But
Athlon was one of those. They're not as famous. But remember, like, when we were middle school or kids, they'd have the Athlon NFL preview, you know, like in the...
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're still standing after all it is.
Salute.
And that's crazy. That's a crazy tweet, man.
No, that's an actual headline.
I mean, yeah. Well,
that's their actual article.
I saw the tweet of them doing that. But yeah, that's the headline of their article of what happened.
What's that, Hammer?
I was saying that's like literally the worst fantasy football magazine of all time. Athlon Sports, it's just like a bunch of pictures. They think they're SI or something. It's horrible.
They thought they were for a second. They were behind Sporting News, though.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.